hymn 793. We'll begin with stanza 1, we'll close with stanza 3. In Jesus' name, beloved of God, have you ever brought the gospel of Jesus to someone in a wheelchair? Someone paralyzed in body, but who learned to lean on Jesus? And when others saw him and his faith, they also listened to the Lord's word? Or perhaps you've had a chance to save someone's life. Someone who reached out to help many others in everyday ways and shared the love of Jesus with those around. Have you ever been a guest in someone's home? Someone who was interested in what you had to say about God? Perhaps you were with the entire family around the supper table or in the living room. Maybe you have had the chance to share the good news with someone shunned by others. And through you, he learned to know that God did not shun him, but shunned his own son in order to save him. Can you imagine the joy that such good news would bring? Have you ever lost a chance to do some job or to perform in some production because you would not join in misusing the saving name of God? That too was a witness to how important the name of Christ is, that you were willing to suffer loss for the sake of that name. Maybe you've had a chance to testify to the truth when someone else was lying, and the contrast brought others to listen to the word of your true Savior. Have you ever been punished, even though you had done nothing wrong, and used that opportunity to show Christ to others by humbling yourself as he did? Have you ever been punished for something that you did that was good and reached out to those misguided souls who were punishing you, knowing that we all deserve far worse treatment for the sins that we have committed? Have you ever been privileged to help someone in the name of Jesus, and then to see him bursting for joy in praise of Christ's name, hardly able to wait to tell everyone he saw about his good fortune in meeting someone who knew Jesus? What if you should find yourself at the center of some event which has drawn the attention of a far greater crowd than you had ever imagined? Maybe thousands, and they're keenly interested in why you are going to a school where there's so much bulldozing and building right now. What if you had the chance to tell them what was really going on this campus? Or what if it was not you, but your little brother who would grow up to bring the gospel to many, many people in all those situations and more. And you have the chance today to bring your brother to Jesus and to encourage him in the word which he has begun to believe. Perhaps you have a chance now to tell or remind him about the Good Shepherd who laid down his life for the sheep. And your brother will grow up to feed many other sheep and lambs in Jesus' name. Then you would be like the Apostle Andrew. Andrew and Philip brought some Greeks to Jesus during Holy Week, but we don't know how that turned out or how many people those Greeks in turn brought to Jesus over the rest of their lives. Andrew once brought a young boy to Jesus with 5 loaves and 2 fish, and thousands of people were fed in body and in soul. And in John chapter 1 we read, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, was one of the two who heard what John, that's John the Baptist, had said, and who had followed Jesus. The first thing Andrew did was to find his brother Simon and tell him, "We have found the Messiah, that is the Christ." And he brought him to Jesus. Now we know how Peter was eventually sent to feed Jesus' sheep and tend his lambs. We know how he addressed the disciples when they numbered 120, and how he spoke to thousands from all over the world on Pentecost, leading to the baptism of some 3,000 in one day. We know how Peter took a crippled beggar by the hand and helped him to stand up in Jesus' name, and how that led to Peter speaking to more crowds and to the authorities. And although Peter was thrown into prison, the number of men who believed grew that day to about 5,000. We know how Peter and the others were flogged and ordered not to speak in the name of Jesus, and how the disciples rejoiced that they had a chance to suffer for the name of him who died for them. We know how Peter stood up to lying Ananias, and the truth prevailed to the help and healing of many. We know about Peter and Aeneas and Dorcas and Simon the Tanner and Cornelius and his entire household and all the scattered believers in parts of Asia Minor to whom the Lord had Peter write. During the fall months, when many congregations are celebrating harvest and discussing mission harvest, we might also remember how much mission work the Lord accomplished through Simon Peter, and how it all started when Andrew brought him to Jesus. Do you have a little brother or sister, or even a roommate, who needs to see that knowing Jesus truly affects our life? Maybe there's a student waiting for you in some future Sunday school or vacation Bible school class. Perhaps your own child someday, who will one day turn around and bring many others to Jesus. It is exciting to be an Andrew, because when you bring others to Jesus, you get to sit at his feet again, too. God grant us all such a blessing. Amen. Stanza 3.